Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me today here on the Marketing Pulpit, where our goal is to build strong businesses so that we can put people to work. That's right. But we also do our best to deliver practical information that enlightens, informs, and entertains as well. So thank you so much for joining us. For those of you who may be new today, welcome, welcome. And, of course, to all my faithful listeners, all you are the best. I say it every week, and I'm going to say it this week, too. I just love, 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 love you because of your support, because of your consistency in listening to the show week in and week out. Thank you so much. You're so appreciated. Well, as some of you know, we had a fantastic weekend. My co-host, Dr. Lake, joined us here in the Carolinas and did a workshop 2 days, and it was just really, really nice. He did a great job. The information was powerful, impactful. And how about he sold out of his book, completely sold out? We were excited about that because the information in that book can change your life. It really, really can. So we're so thankful for that. His beautiful wife was here with him, assisting him. And we just had a wonderful time. So for those of you who are listening who were at that workshop, I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. But listen, we're going to jump right into the show today. Over the last few weeks, well, probably the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about a few things. And, oh, and I also want to share with you, too, if you're having trouble hearing the show, we do apologize for that. It seems like there's some type of interference in where we host our show. But I'm hoping that it won't affect us today. So thank you so much for your patience through that. But do know that we are doing our best to rectify and figure out what that issue is. But we want you to continue to join us. So thank you so much for that. But listen, for those of you who are wondering, how in the world do we build stronger businesses so that we can put people to work? But let me tell you how we do that. We try to bring programming that gives knowledge in the areas of sales, pricing, franchising, networking, event planning. Hey, we even talk about relationships because relationships affect your productivity. We also talk about all types of social media, business development. We talk about things that are going on in the community, sometimes even in the world, because, you know, some of those things we think is important to know. And one of the things that we've been talking about, we started talking about it on last week. A lot of listeners are really concerned about the brutality that seems to be taking place across the country. Not that it's anything new. And I kind of want to just put some things in perspective because sometimes I think perspective is lost in the mix of high emotions and when people are angry and emotions are running rampant, I think sometimes we lose our perspective on things. So I just want to give you my perspective on a couple things as it relates to, you know, the brutality in the community, especially from the hands of those who are, who make vows and have sworn in to protect the citizens. You know, why does that not happen? And last week, we took a brief look at, you know, how things have happened in the past with countries and civilizations that did not hold true or live up to their promise and fiduciary responsibility to take care of its people, its citizens, people, human beings. We talked a little bit about that. We talked about fear, small little word with only four letters that has such an impact on a person's life, fear, why people fear. So if you missed that episode, please go back and take a listen to that, because this one actually builds on that episode. And when we come back from this short break, we're going to dive into fear. Fear. Why are police officers afraid? Why are some police officers using the reasoning of being fearful as the reason, as to the reason that they're hurting, killing people of race? When we come back, right here on the Marketing Pulpit.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
I want to say thank you so much for joining me today on this beautiful day, actually. It's just a beautiful day here. I hope it's beautiful where you are. And even if it's not, I hope you have a lot of happiness and joy in your heart. We have been talking about fear, police brutality and fear. And I shared with you last week some of the reasons that I think we really need to take a look at what we're doing. As far as our social media, the things that we share with our friends and those who are on your social media list. And I said something, and I hope you heard me, for those who were listening last week. I hope you heard me. I think we need to stop glorifying the negative behaviors of a few people. That's right, I said it. We need to stop glorifying the negative behaviors of a few people. You know, for those who are in the field of education, or for those who are in psychiatry, psychology, or you work with children, or you work with people, you're trying to assist them in changing negative behavior. Ignoring can be a very powerful technique to assist in correcting negative behavior. Mm-hmm. That's right. And when you glorify negative behavior, you reinforce the behavior. So you have a few people, and again, it's not a lot of people. If you take into account all the public defenders that we have in this country, military, police officers, it's only a very, very, very few who are exhibiting negative behavior. But we glorify the behavior so much, it appears that there are more people engaged in that negative behavior than there truly are. And so you get this unrealistic view that, oh my goodness, you have all these people who are just coming and killing and shooting minority men. Because it's not just black men that are experiencing this negative behavior. It's not. But because you see it so much and it's glorified so much, you would think that it's just minority black men who are experiencing this type of injustice, and it's not. You have others who are experiencing it as well. You have Hispanics. You have those who may be transgendered or those who choose to live alternative lifestyles. You have those who are in the legal professions who are staying, who have stood up to certain behaviors, who have lost their lives as a result at the hands of officers. So, yes, it's not just minority men. But the question is being asked, and it has been asked through the years, why does the minority unjustly assault, abuse, even kill the minority? That is a question that I will be addressing over the next few weeks. That's what I did say, over the next few weeks, because it's something that I want to talk about. But what I want to talk about in this series is, I'm hoping that what you will receive from this at the end of this series is the way you're looking at the things that are happening in our community, your perspective on things. And sometimes what you think isn't always what's real. So negative behavior. And what's happening is very negative behavior at the hands of a very, very few people. So what does that mean? Does that mean that when you see unjust things happening to people and their families that you say absolutely nothing, that you do absolutely nothing? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is, when you stop glorifying, what do I mean by glorifying? Maybe I do need to explain what I mean by glorifying. Because I want to make sure that you understand what I'm saying when I say glorifying. When I say glorifying, what I mean is, for instance, does the media glorify inappropriate behavior? Glorifying means you're constantly showing pictures, you're constantly saying negative things, you're constantly sharing social media pictures, tweeting, you're constantly glorifying, making those who are doing inappropriate behavior, you're constantly giving them the attention, you're constantly talking about them, constantly talking about what they've done, constantly showing pictures of the victim, constantly showing video footage of, you're constantly doing it, glorifying. And they start receiving more and more and more publicity. And it becomes more ingrained in the thoughts and the conversations of people. But not only does it do that, but for those who like the inappropriate behavior, for those who like the fact that there are some who are disenfranchised, that there are certain races who are killed, that there are certain people who are brutalized, for those who like it, it even incenses them and causes them to want to participate in that behavior if they think they can get away with it. So there's a lot going on. So that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about it today. And, of course, if you would like to dial in or if you have a comment or anything, you know you're more than welcome to dial in, 215-383-3872, 215-383-3872, and you just choose option one and you will be put into the queue for questions. You will be put into the queue for questions. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about. I will continue my discussion regarding fear. What's really behind the threats? What's really behind the reason that it appears minority men are being targeted? I want to talk about that when we come back right here on the Marketing Pulpit.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
And that's right. And I want to say thank you so much for joining me today. You are the best. We are talking about the brutality, the events that are taking place at the hands of those who said they will protect the citizens. Why are police officers killing black men? The question is being asked around the globe. It really is. It's being asked around the globe. In fact, do you know that other countries are looking at this country in awe? Some countries can't believe what they're seeing in our country right now. But, like I said, just because you glorify behavior doesn't mean that that is the behavior or the norm or the majority of its people. What it means is the majority of its people aren't getting the glorification, and the minority, those who are perpetrating the negative behaviors, are getting the attention. And isn't that interesting? And I hope you heard what I just said. I hope you heard what I just said. What I said was the minority of the few people who are exhibiting negative and inappropriate behavior, the minority that are committing violent crimes against people, against what is said to be minority men, they are in the minority. The majority of the people don't agree with that type of behavior. So let's talk about it. I shared with you what my thoughts of glorifying means, glorifying inappropriate behavior. And I think that is we assist in this process when we continuously glorify negative behavior. What do I think we should do in place of it? Well, I'm going to tell you what I think we should do in place of it. I think we need to become educated. We need to become educated as to why. Most of the time when this type of behavior takes place, when somebody kills somebody for no reason, there is a reason behind it. And over the course of this series, I would like to propose and talk about some of the reasons that these behaviors have taken place in the past. Because when you take a look at your past, when you take a look at behaviors that have happened in the past, sometimes it just comes right back around again. And there are so many countries, cultures, civilizations that have had this same type of behavior. And they fail. The civilizations failed. And sometimes some of the civilizations had a great fall. Now, what I said was pretty key. The minority, a minority number of officers that are exhibiting negative behavior, violent behavior against men that are called minorities. Well, if you look at our country and our culture today, what used to be the minority is now the majority. And I hope you're listening to what I'm saying, because it's going to hopefully all come together for you as we go through this. But if you look at our country, if you look at our culture today, the minority is no longer the minority. They are now the majority. People of color are the majority in this country. In fact, I have associates, I have people that I know that are white, Caucasian males, white females, and I have associates that we really have a wonderful time, and I've had some wonderful friends of different cultures. In fact, my family has all, ever since, before I was even born, you know, we interacted and had wonderful time with Jews, Greeks, Indian, Black, White, people from other continents, other cultures. So for us, it was just one big happy family. But, you know, everybody isn't brought up that way. In fact, I was talking to someone who wasn't brought up that way. He wasn't brought up in a diverse culture. And all he knew were people who tended to have racist views. Was it his fault? That's just how he was brought up. But what I want you to understand is this culture and this environment is changing, and that causes people to be fearful. It really does. It causes people to be fearful. And if you look in the past, if you look at, and I'm going to go back to over 400 years ago, you know, when slavery existed. And even before then, you know, even if you go back to the times before slavery in other countries, continent Africa, where it is said that civilization began. There was all types of slavery, even then. And the reasons that there was slavery, what were the reasons? Most of the time, the reasons that people were enslaved was because there was a culture or people who were greedy. They wanted the resources that other countries or other civilizations had. They wanted more. They wanted more land. They wanted more natural resources. They wanted more gold. They wanted to expand their coffers. They wanted to get and obtain more and more and more. And because of greed, sex, power, people do very cruel things in order to achieve. And at the root of it is selfishness. So if you look at other cultures and civilizations and the ruins of other cultures and civilizations, it started because people wanted what other people had. And if you think about it, you're not really threatened by someone who's your equal. You're not threatened by someone who's your equal or someone who you may think is not your equal. You're not threatened by that. Typically, people become either jealous or they feel threatened by or they have slight self-esteem issues when someone appears to be than they are, make more money than they do, have a better job than they do, their spouse or their girlfriend looks better. I mean, if think about it. And if you think about the period following slavery, it was necessary to give the newly emancipated slaves, they wanted to give them just enough training, just enough resources, just enough education for them to be productive, for them to contribute to the excess of the country. They wanted to give them just enough, not a lot, but just enough. And as you recall, when they came to this country, they couldn't read. They didn't know the language. They didn't know the culture. They knew absolutely nothing. All they had was their strength, their ability, their resilience. That's all they had. So when you give people who were brought to a country against their will, and all you give them is just enough so that they can be productive, so that you can be more successful, so you can make more money, so that you can build bigger houses, so that you can obtain more land, so that you can build better cities, so that you can build better culture, is not to give the masses enough education so that they achieve equality. That was the goal. You don't want to give those, that mass of people, enough education so that they achieve equality. But what happened was, what wasn't anticipated was this very same emancipated slaves who were brought to this country, when they were in their country, they were powerful. They had wonderful resources. They were educated. They were smart. They were intelligent. They were able to build things that are still wonders of the world. They had things in an education system, a mathematical system that was unheard of in other cultures, which meant they were some educated and powerful people in their native country, in their native land. And what was not anticipated was that they would be able to become some of the same powerful, smart, educated, resilient, strong, powerful people in another country. And that is what has happened and is still happening. Against the odds, they rose. Against the odds, they are rising. And what the issue is, and I'm going to say this and then we're going to close and then we're going to talk about it again next week. There is an issue. There is a reason to be fearful. There is. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you what that reason is. And we're going to talk about it right here. We are. We're going to talk about it right here. This is Sharon.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Day Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for tuning in to This is Sharon right here on the Marketing Pulpit. Thank you so much. And I'm always thankful for my listeners. And I just want to share a few things with you. And I want you to know it's time you get your head out of the sand. It's time you get educated and learn what's going on in our country, what's going on in our culture. Do you know that it is estimated that by the year 2050, and some are saying 2030, but by the year 2030 or 2050, that whites will become a minority. And by the year 2300, whites will become extinct. That's what's being said. And I think what's happening in our country, the tables are turning, the tides are turning. What was said to be a minority or a majority never really was. And because people are able to read more and they're able to get more information via internet, via social media in ways that they were not able to before, people are beginning to learn more, not only about their culture, but about other cultures. And what's running rampant right now is fear. People are afraid that the minority is now the majority. And when you are in power and rulership for so many years and the tables start to turn and the tides start to turn, it causes a lot of fear. And next week I want to talk about why we have to take a look at what's happened in the past so that we prevent what happened in the past and try to make a beautiful future for everyone that lives here. There's no reason to be afraid of person because of the fact that they may one day be in power and control and rule the world. There's no reason for that. So next week when we come back, we're going to talk about fear. We're going to talk about how our culture is changing and why some, a very minority, a very few, are afraid and are acting out in negative ways by killing the ones that they fear. We're going to talk about it right here on the Marketing Pulpit. Thank you so much for joining me today. You have a wonderful day. You know, my dad said something to me when I was younger. He said, you know, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you. Surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are, positive people, not negative people. Negative people can only bring you down. So I'm going to tell you, if you want to be successful in this society, this civilization, this coming society, somebody is by people who are smarter than you are. And thank you for joining us right here on the Marketing Pulpit. Have a wonderful day.